back to Beyond Talk Podcast. This is your girl, Brittany. I hope you guys had a beautiful weekend. I hope you guys enjoyed your holiday, Juneteenth. I hope you guys were able to celebrate and get educated and really know what that day is all about, why we celebrate it, and things like that. So I hope everyone had a beautiful weekend. Father's Day was Sunday. I hope everyone was able to appreciate their dads and show, you know, love and everything like that. So I hope dads, you enjoyed it. Man, it was a good weekend. We barbecued. I served my stepdad. We actually all did and tried to make him sit down. So he got emotional and stuff, not because of the gifts, but he got emotional because of the card. As always, you know, I try to get all deep and stuff. I like to make people emotional. But yeah, it was really beautiful. So what's been going on this past week? What's been going on this weekend besides the holidays? So we got some things to talk about. Black Lives Matter movement is still moving forward. And, you know, we're still giving it as much oxygen as we can, because you see, the media is not anymore, because, you know, there isn't as much rioting and things like that. I haven't seen anything about it lately. So, you know what I'm saying? And most of the time, media will not like do any stories or anything on something that they feel won't produce ratings, because they can't pay, you know, the cameraman and things like that. You know, no ratings, no money. So they're on to the next, to where the money is. But I think they'll always be funded. You know, they're part of the whole, like, they're the messengers, right? They're the messengers to steer people exactly where they want them to go. So just pay attention, stay woke, get educated, ask questions. But yeah, hopefully people are having conversations. Hopefully people are having conversations about racism and things like that with your peers, or, you know, neighbors, friends, coworkers, you know, appropriately and respectfully. Hopefully, you know, people are conversating and really wanting to know and understand, really have a heart to know, you know, to want to open themselves up to different idea. You know what I'm saying? So I hope that people are really doing this. You know, do not argue with anybody. Do not give energy to anybody who is debating with debating about things that are based on hate and ignorance. You know what I'm saying? I don't do that. I'm not going to argue with you. I don't have time. So yeah, we still have to register and vote, guys. Register to vote. If you have not, make sure that you look and see in your state if there's a deadline for the 2020 election in your state or your city or your county, to make sure that you're doing this on time. Your community asks you to do it. We need you to do it. It's really not a, you know, a debate. It's not a debate. Not a debate anymore. And, you know, it's not to make people do things, but come the fuck on. It's 2020 and this shit is happening. We have to do it. We have to get on the fucking bandwagon. For real. Hold each other accountable. You know, I told you guys I wasn't voting because I didn't think that my vote counted. I'm, you know, I feel like the government, you know, all that kind of stuff, they're going to do what the fuck they want to do. They're going to put whoever they want in there. And that's my theory even still. But because my community asked me to do it, and I don't know the real truth of whether it counts or not. I have no proof. I have none of that shit. So, and people die for me to have this right. You know what I'm saying? People die for me to have, you know, all these rights as a black woman. So why not? You know, so that's why I'm pushing other people to do it, because it's important that we do it. So let's do it. Rashad Brooks, the cop who killed 27-year-old Rashad Brooks in Atlanta, he was arrested. He was charged with murder. So that's good news, right? But everyone's wanting convictions. So I feel you there. So, you know, we just have to pray and just wish, you know, justice is served the way God sees fit. Breonna Taylor, her, the cop who shot her multiple times and unfortunately killed that beautiful, beautiful young lady. He was fired. So, I mean, march on, make a lot of noise, let your voice be heard. I'm so proud of this generation. You're doing the damn thing. I'm not mad at you. Don't let the media or anybody else, you know what I'm saying, like, squash what you're trying to do. I love how people are coming together collectively, strategizing, you know, organizing and things like that. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. So, oh man, Q&A. I wanted to talk about some questions that some people asked me, and I wanted to answer them briefly, but I'm going to do a whole segment next week or the week after. I'm not completely sure. I want to get educated on certain topics, so I won't just be talking about personal experience, because some things I don't necessarily have experience in, but I want to give out good information that you guys really could, you know, have and use or whatever. So, someone asked me if I was single, and I always say on my podcast, I am single, and they asked if I was dating as well. I don't really talk about my dating life, really, because it's private, and I am an open book, but out of respect for me and person that I'm dating or not dating, I just like to keep it private, you know what I'm saying? So, the next question that somebody asked me was my advice on threesomes. And I thought that was really funny because I've never had a threesome, nor do I want one. So I really can't give advice on it, except for, you know, it's all between you and your partner. It depends on y'all's mindset. It depends on the reasons. Ask questions and communicate. Have a conversation. If it's something that you guys really want to explore, you know what I'm saying? Have a conversation. I would ask questions like, well, why? What makes you want to have a threesome? Did you want to have a threesome before this relationship? Blah, 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 blah. I want to know what is motivating these thoughts. You know what I'm saying? What's motivating these desires? Is it because someone else has done it and maybe you heard that it was this and that? Do you feel like we're not, you know, as sexual as we need to? You're going to have to find out the reason why, so things can be crystal clear. You know what I'm saying? So when things get a little complicated, at least you have some places to start, maybe, instead of asking these questions when it's too late. So yes, I wanted to do a segment to talk about these things. Hopefully I can collab with someone who knows about these things. Oh, somebody asked me if I like dark or clear liquor. I don't drink liquor for real. Actually at all. I don't drink like that. I'll drink wine. I'll drink beer. I like Michelob Ultra. Corona used to be my beer, but not anymore. And wine, I'm open to all types. I've been doing a lot of different, trying a lot of different wines. So I love wine, but dark and clear liquor is not my thing. Do I do my own makeup? I do my own makeup most of the time. Well, actually all the time. Only other person who does my makeup is my best friend when I come in town and we're about to go out, hit the streets and shit like that. She would sometimes give me a good beat. And but she's pretty much taught me everything I know about makeup. So one more. PS4, Xbox, PlayStation for sure. PlayStation for sure. Now some of these is from the same person. Once I answer one question, then it's kind of started to flow. Come in. So yeah, if you have any questions, man, I'm open to answering them. I'm open to talking about certain things if you want to talk. So I'm always here to help people. No problem with that. So today I wanted to talk about something that kind of relates to last week, right? We talked about second choice. And we talked about being friends with our exes. So I hope you guys enjoyed that segment. But basically, this segment right here, what we're going to talk about for like the next 10 or 12 minutes, is about after a relationship ends. What do you do when a relationship ends? What do you do with yourself, right? Because you've been with somebody. It's really hard. Whenever you are in a relationship, you love them. You know, it's serious. And then, you know, you plan, you whenever you plan to spend your life with someone, you know what I'm saying? That's, and then you have to change that. It's like you have to change every thought almost of the future. You know what I'm saying? In some cases. And that's why it's important that you know who you are and you're on your two feet before you enter into a relationship. Have your own independence. Don't be dependable on people. Especially in relationships, because if you do that and they leave, you know what I'm saying? What did they leave you with? So I think it's important that people get healing. So that's what this is about. What happens after a relationship ends? So this is what I'm my thoughts on, and I had jotted all of this shit down. So do not flex on social media. I think it's tacky as hell, especially if people, you know what I'm saying, you're having conversations with, know that your ass is not okay, and you just flexing like a mug. Like, do not flex, especially whenever you move on and get in a relationship right after a breakup. It's just, I'm not trying to say care about what people think. It's not even about what people think, but it's about why you're doing certain things, and you know what I'm saying, why you choose to do that. And some people get on social media and just post pictures talking about brand new me, you know, all of this other kind of bullshit. And you know what I'm saying? It's like, do you even know who you are at this point? Because when you go through crazy stuff, especially heartbreaks or traumatizing experiences, you change. You change. It's almost impossible for it not to change you, or it just did not affect you. It changes you. You start to see new colors or kind of things. Like, it changes you, you know. And you pick up things from people whenever you're in a relationship with them. You know what I'm saying? When you're attached to someone, you know what I'm saying? You transfer, you receive, and you give. And you know what I'm saying? It's a give and take. And you pick up things from people, new habits, you know, all kinds of things. So it changes you, especially when it was a toxic relationship. It changes you, man. So you have to rediscover who you are with all of these new things, and then things that you let go for a long time during the relationship. You got to find out who you are. So don't flex on social media and be like, I'm brand new and stuff. It's not about what other people think. It's about being real. Because when you can honestly post stuff like, I'm brand new, you can back that shit up, right? So, you know, social media is like places where you go and put out the person that you want to be the person that you want to be, right? So anyways, find yourself. I already said that you got to find yourself again, because it changes you. You have to give yourself time and room to grow, and you have to recognize that you have to grow. Don't hide your pain. Don't hide from your pain, and don't cover it up with relationships. After you break up, moving on, don't cover that shit up with relationships. That is so unhealthy and so unfair to yourself. Love yourself more than that, to just know, like, I need time to myself. And if a person that you know and that you already have an idea that you want to date and be with, if they really care about you, if they really honestly care about you, they'd wait for you, and they would grow with you in your healing, right? They'll go on this healing journey with you. And they'll make sure that your healing, your mental health, your emotional state, and your spirituality is number one. Like, it's a priority. So make sure that that is something that's, you know, if somebody really cares about you, they would wait. If it's meant to be, it will happen. And let them know, I want to be a healthy person. I want to know who I am. I want to be sure of myself. If I'm going to be in a relationship, I can't love you if I don't love myself. I don't know myself. So yeah. It makes sense. Please do that. Focus on personal goals. Make room in your life. Focus on personal goals. If you wanted to move, plan that shit. On your job, you want to make more money. You want to start a business. You have all kinds of things going on. You're in debt. All kind of shit. Focus on that. Get your shit together. Being single is, you know what I'm saying, we take it for granted. Because I'm pretty sure everyone who's listening to this could really relate. How many times have you gotten out of a relationship, you get into another relationship, and then you think, damn, like, after that shit didn't work, and then you're single again, and you're like, I am so at peace. How many times have we said that? Like, no drama, I'm so at peace, I ain't gotta worry, I ain't gotta answer to nobody, I ain't gotta do none of that shit. Man, we take it for granted. So, you know what I'm saying? Focus. Give yourself, I say, 6 months minimum. 6 months, I was single for a year and a half with no relationship, trying to get past someone and things like that, trying to cleanse myself spiritually, mentally, emotionally, so I could be healthy and I could just move the hell on with my life. You know what I'm saying? Because I know who I am. I know how special I am. And I know how much, you know, I have a whole lot of love to give. And I wanted to prepare myself for that. So yeah, focus on personal goals. Go work out. If you want to change some things about yourself, work on yourself. It's important. Strengthen your friendships and other relationships. Strengthen your friendships. There's other relationships other than romantic relationships. Go hang out, build, you know, bonds with people, and you know, because sometimes it's it's easy whenever you're working with people. If you're a people person, it's easier for you. But if you're not such a people person, then, you know, maybe you have a few friends, but bond with them. Like, you know, talk to them, relate to them, dish with them and stuff like that. Like, it's important that we strengthen our friendships too, not just our relationships. We have to invest time in our friendships as well. Travel with your friends if you want to go on trips and stuff. Plan some stuff. Do things. Like, get dressed up. Buy this, buy that, whatever. Go on a trip. Just do it. Spoil yourself. It's just you. Therapy is an option. Like, and I'm not trying to give anybody like a rule book or anything, but therapy is not a bad thing. It's a stigma that comes with therapy, especially in the Black community. It's therapy is actually a really, really healthy thing. I do it. I go to therapy sometimes as needed. Sometimes I just set a damn appointment to just go talk, because sometimes my spirit will feel real heavy. And I just, you know, if something is going on and I may not be able to like immediately identify, but talking things out, man, it'll open up. It'll open you up and you'll be able to really look within yourself to see what's going on and to help solve certain things or get past certain hurdles emotionally. Get some clarity, you know. Spend some time alone. Enjoy your alone time. Cook more, you know. Find some things that you can do like by yourself. I love going to the movies by myself, even though the movies are still closed right now. But yeah, hold yourself accountable for some things. Now, some relationships don't always end like toxically, or not all relationships are toxic. So sometimes things just kind of, you know, if you start to think, if I'd have done this different, we probably would still be together. If I'd have done that different, if, you know, you beat yourself up, recognize your wrong. I wouldn't even say recognize your flaws and do what you can. But there's some things that you can't change and you got to accept it. But you can be responsible enough to be able to control it. You know what I'm saying? Like me, I'm a bit dramatic. If I get upset and I'm emotional and I'm passionate about it, you know what I'm saying? I kind of get in my emotions way too much. And I've learned to kind of just simmer down, or when I feel a certain type of way, I recognize it and I walk away, go take a walk. Because sometimes I be mad at some shit. And like, once I get alone and think and stuff like that, I either forget about it or realize this shit really wasn't that deep. It wasn't that deep at all. Recognize your strength and your weaknesses. Know who you are. Recognize your strength. Recognize your weaknesses. Know yourself. Because sometimes when you know yourself so much and then you love yourself so much, you can smell the bullshit before it even comes to you. You know what I'm saying? It's certain things that you wouldn't allow. Because some things are black and white. If this was this, then that can't be. And I was having a conversation with someone actually recently, and she asked me if I think that love is stronger than pride. And I told her, I absolutely believe that love is stronger than pride, 100%. You know, they can't really coexist. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I say things are like, once you love yourself, you know what I'm saying, you'll see where, how far you've come and how hard you've worked. And there's just some things you're not going to fucking allow. You know what I'm saying? So it's important that you do that. Determine what you want. Determine what you want in a partner. What do you want in a relationship? What are you looking for? You know what I'm saying? What do you feel that you need? Recognize your needs. You know what I'm saying? Like, read some books. You know, stuff like that. Recognize what you want. You just can't go out in the dating world and just run into whatever. Now, sometimes people come and cross your path for a reason. And it could be different than what you're looking for. But at least know what you're aiming for when you go out in the dating world and things like that. Last but not least, because I'm over my time, live your fucking best life. Live your best life to the fullest. Life is too short. And I just really encourage people, if you feel like you're just not in a healthy place, you feel stuck, immediately do something about it. Immediately do something about it. Reach out to people who have sense. If you guys have friends, like, have friends that have some substance, common sense, people who actually are good counselors, they're healthy people. They've been through some shit. That can really prevent, you from going through some unnecessary heartache. I watched other people's experiences a lot. I've avoided so much heartache by just watching other people's, you know, setbacks and stuff like that. So it's really important that you guys have conversations, talk, connect with people. That's what we're meant to do. But you know what I'm saying? We got to get to a place where we can connect with people. And when you love yourself so much and you're so sure of yourself and you've had the proper healing, you won't be so sensitive to things whenever you're connecting with someone. You know what I'm saying? Like me, I'm in a place now where I've, you know, healed and let a lot of shit go. And you know what I'm saying? Just really become sure of myself. Accepted that the past is the past. I can't change it. I'm here right now. So once I recognize that, like, I'm ready for impact. If things was to happen, things was to go wrong, I'm not going to be so butthurt about it because, oh, I knew I wasn't good enough. Or, oh, I knew this and that. You know what I'm saying? Know who you are. Know your strengths and weaknesses. Work on yourself. Know that you are the shit and all that in a bag of fucking chips with a Diet Dr. Pepper on the side. That's the end of my segment. I'm over my time. My name is Brittany. So you go on my Facebook, BrittneyCarter. Go on my Facebook. Follow me on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter. And of course, request me on Facebook. My links and everything are on my page. If you guys have any more questions, please feel free to hit me up. I love conversating. I love talking. I love connecting with people. It's what we're meant to do. So look forward to my next segment that I will be talking about sex. And you see, I kind of break shit down like a series because I only do 20-minute segments. I don't really have the time. This is even being posted late. So I don't really have the time to break down and edit a whole hour segment. Maybe one day I'll do that with the help of somebody, but as of right now, it's not happening. So I did want to tell people about what's been going on with me as far as moving. So I put in my notice with my apartment. So it's official. I will be moving out. And another good thing is I'm talking to my job. So, you know, it's I hate that I got to switch companies and, you know, do that kind of leave my job. But it's really happening, and I'm hoping to be moved no later than September. I'm actually trying to move as soon as I move out of here in August. So yeah, I am gonna have a small little gathering for like a goodbye thing or whatever. So yes, it's happening, and I haven't been more excited in my entire life. In my 20s, actually, this is like so exciting. I feel like I'm starting a brand new chapter, and I just know that God has a lot in store for me with this. A lot. I look forward to talking to you guys next week. Be safe. And please spread love. Spend time with your family. Invest some time in yourself. And just focus on being happy and healthy. Okay? You guys have a beautiful day. And don't forget to register to vote.